Forrest Parker, who will be the CEO of the new American Airlines, met with employees. U.S. Airways has more than 7,000 here in Charlotte. So was he trying to reassure them?
Oh, goodness, no. They're so excited. I just wanted to come celebrate with them.
They're celebrating in part because American and U.S. Airways have very complementary flight routes and operations, says Parker. There's very little overlap or redundancy, so the mass layoffs typical in mergers aren't likely in this case.
We don't anticipate any. I mean, again, I don't want to tell you there's zero and then find out at some point in the future there's some one-off types of things. But in the large part, we need all the airplanes, all the people that we have at both companies.
And Charlotte's status as the largest of U.S. Airways hubs will only increase post-merger, says Parker.
This connecting hub is going to be more and more important to the new American Airlines, and therefore it's going to give the people of Charlotte more and more places to fly to.
At potentially higher fares, if past mergers are an indication. Parker won't concede that, but Charlotte travelers do pay more than the national average as a consequence of U.S. Airways' dominance at the airport. They also get access to hundreds of direct flights Charlotte would not have otherwise. That is an advantage not lost on Charlotte's business community, says Parker. After meeting with U.S. Airways employees, he was headed to a select gathering of business leaders at the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce.
I always love coming and talking to the chamber here because they've it may seem natural to all of you, but we fly to a number of cities, and every city doesn't get it as well as Charlotte does. The connection between an efficient airport and how that drives business, but this community has always gotten it.
So long as that remains true, Parker says it doesn't matter to U.S. Airways if the Charlotte airport continues to be overseen by the city or is transferred to a regional authority. Parker is refusing to take a side in that fight. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.